and welcome to episode 20 of the Last Week's Movies podcast. My name is Dylan. Joining me, as always, is my lovely co-host, Danny.
Hi, happy 20th.
Whoop, whoop. Hey, it's not April anymore, so it would have been cool if it was April. It's our 20th episode. We got 420. There you go. But now it's 520, so what is that?
It's 520.
It's actually 530.
What?
Yeah. P.M. The timer.
Oh, I was like, what? No, it's not. I'm still sick, guys. Obviously, you guys didn't send positive vibes to me because I'm still sick. That's fucked up of you.
And it's still not the weekend, so I still haven't painted, so.
It is the same day from episode 19.
Hey, stop opening the curtains.
Well, they're going to hear it in my voice. They're going to be like, this girl, what is wrong with her?
It's the same exact sound.
Yeah.
The echo is still here. Didn't change.
But don't worry. Episode 21, hopefully, if Dylan paints, it'll be no longer echoey.
Yeah, I mean, we'll have some extra furniture, so. Mm-hmm. Be a little bit better, so that'd be cool. We need those foams on the wall.
You're funny.
So last week we saw The Intruder, and
oh fuck,
do I have to say the entire title?
The Zac Efron Ted Bundy movie on Netflix. Don't know what it's called.
Yeah, that is on Netflix. It did not get a theatrical release, and even though Netflix bought it up, I can see how this would not do good in the theaters.
But you spoilers. Do get to see Zac Efron's butt. So, and ladies and gentlemen who are interested, watch it.
We need to give them. You should have written down the time code to give it to them.
I should have put in the description and be like, it's on this one.
Because I don't want them to have to force themselves through this just for that.
Wow, don't ruin it, Dylan.
Sorry. Before we get into it real quick, I want to talk to you about something.
Okay. Are you proposing on air?
No. So, the Disney and Fox release schedule came out through 2027. Check it out. There's a lot of lists. There's a list. A lot of the stuff's untitled. But I'll put this on Twitter so everyone can see it. But I was telling you that the next Star Wars movie is in 3 years from now. And there is actually one movie you'd be kind of interested in. There's going to be a Bob's Burgers movie.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, so that comes out July 17th, 2020.
I'm excited about that.
And then they're making a Cruella de Vil movie.
Who cares?
December 23rd, 2020.
Who would care?
There you go, Disney again making their stupid live-action movies with old cartoon characters.
If anyone's not excited about Aladdin, I'm with you. You're not alone.
Honestly.
Because I keep hearing everyone like, I'm so excited. I'm like, I'm not, honestly. Like,
no. Neither am I with The Lion King.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. I'm not that one. I'm like iffy about, but the Aladdin one, I was like, damn.
Yeah.
I think I'm just like butthurt because it's like they're replacing Robin Williams, and it's like, how dare you touch him?
Yeah,
you don't touch it. Don't just, touch it.
Just some things you don't mess with.
You don't. That movie was perfect. Leave it alone.
Exactly.
I mean, so is Lion King. I'm not going to lie.
Honestly.
But I with that one, I guess I just want to see what they do with it because it's like...
We're going to see The Lion King. We'll have to see The Aladdin. We'll have to see Aladdin too, but...
You act like you're a huge
I don't want
fan.
To.
We're going to go see The Aladdin.
Especially after Dumbo.
Oh,
ugh.
Dumbo. Fucked up.
But Avatar 2 got pushed back. We're not even going to talk about that, so, you know.
Yay!
Avatar sucks. The sequels are going to suck. They're all going to suck. They're going to get canceled after
Dylan,
one movie.
Stop.
I swear, the
crap.
Second one is going to bomb because it's
is
been
this my water?
10 years since the last one. Yeah, it's, no. But yeah, some exciting and not so exciting horizons on the way. But, yeah.
Horizons. Projects on the horizon.
Yes.
There's just a lot of horizons on the way. They're coming to get us.
One last thing.
Yeah.
Everyone go watch Game of Thrones. It's amazing so far. If you haven't already, binge it all the way through to this season. Imagine. So you can watch the season finale live with everyone, so no spoilers happen, because
you should have been prepared.
Yes.
People should have already watched it.
Yeah.
Honestly, if you have not watched it, don't even bother. It's so many episodes.
I'd recommend, if you haven't gotten into it right now, just wait for it all to be there.
Just wait for it all to be there and then take your time.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing like rushing it. There's so many characters in Game of Thrones that you're like...
You're going to have to take notes, boo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Danny, heads or tails?
Heads.
Okay, we're going to talk about the intruder first.
Cool.
You really want this place, don't you?
I do.
We always had a lot of love in this house.
This is the big handoff.
Foxglove is yours now.
Charlie is outside cutting the grass. Did you just get this out of the garage?
That's right, keep it.
The man acts like the house still belongs to him.
Hey, stop drilling holes in my house!
It's not your house.
Charlie's quite a guy.
Just don't look too close under the mask.
The Intruder. The Intruder, starring...
Oof.
The great and wonderful... Probably not Oscar nominated Dennis Quaid. Michael Ealy? I don't know how to pronounce the last name. And Megan Good.
Oh, Megan.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It is directed by Deon Taylor, who has made such hits as Traffic. We wanted to see that, and we didn't get a chance to.
Oh, I wanted to see that! Aww.
We'll have to try to find it one day. Yeah, but I'm sure that one is better than this one. So The Intruder is about this intruder. New couple.
Yes.
This guy got promoted. Or no, he had a successful sale or something.
Yeah.
They bought a house from this guy, Dennis Quaid.
Beautiful house.
Beautiful house.
Yes.
Crazy motherfucker.
Crazy.
But instead of calling the cops, they get intruded and harassed and bullied, and yeah.
You're framing this a little wrong. Okay, so this is what happens in this movie.
Hey, that is what happens.
Megan Good and this and her husband buy a house from this guy, Dennis Quaid, which I'm convinced this character is actually the same character that he's playing in Parent Trap. It's just a very dark side of it. It's like if the new wife had died.
That could totally work.
I just think that'd be funny. That could
totally work.
If they would have been able to get Lindsay Lohan as his daughter, yeah, oof,
that would have been so cool.
I would have gone with it. Anyway, I would have given it 5 stars just for that. Anyways, so they buy this house. The guy tells them, Dennis Quaid's character is like, oh, this is the only house I've ever lived in, you know. It was built in, like, 1905 or something. It's been in his family the entire time. Yeah. So, obviously, he's very attached to this house. This couple buys the house. He still ends up, like, showing up and, like, mowing their lawn for them. Just, like, checking up on the house. And it's, like, super awkward. And they're just, like... He says that he's, like, moving to Florida with his daughter. But, like, that date doesn't come.
Mm-hmm.
So they kind of keep bringing it up, like, so when's Florida coming up? Which is probably what I would do, too.
You would, huh?
And he's like, oh, yeah, it got pushed back a little, but it'll happen. And then it doesn't happen. And then you find out that the guy's actually crazy. And then crazy stuff happens. I don't want to spoil it in case you want to see
it. Yeah.
We'll get into spoilers a little bit. FYI, I just wanted to tell everyone, because I'm like, oh my god, you're an idiot for going to see that movie. It looks super stupid.
Oh, no,
I know.
We knew what we were walking into.
But I wanted to see it because I want to see Dennis Quaid just on his supposed best day of acting. And guess what? I was not impressed. It was funny as hell.
Oh, yeah. I would say the best comedy of the year.
I would say so too.
It's not. See, okay, so it turns out to just be a home invasion thriller. I thought it was going to turn out to be some kind of like straight up like supernatural kind of horror coming on or something weird. Because they were kind of setting it up kind of weird because the main guy, he has these light eyes. So he'd take his glasses off, right? And they'd zoom in like really close to his face to like make us see his eyes. So I thought he had some kind of like Some kind of like sixth sense, right?
That is the craziest thing ever.
Well, I was so bored. I'm trying to find something exciting. But then
why? You're like, it's going to go down right
why
now.
Why did they establish that shot like that then?
I think it's just like he's gorgeous. Look at him.
Exactly.
I really think that's what
honestly. And I thought it was going to be a thing where he was psychic in some way because later somebody dies. He's like in a coma, right? So he wakes up after this person dies.
That is, I'll give you that.
So I thought he felt the pain of that. So it startled him up from his hospital bed. And what I thought it was going to be or something was going to be like Dennis Quaid had like some weird, deep, dark dementia where he couldn't get away from his house because he was still confused that this was his house and this new couple. He wanted, you know, Dennis Quaid wanted the, what's her name?
Megan Good?
Yeah. He wanted her, and I thought...
Oh, yeah, he was, like, really attracted to her. It was, like, so perverted.
Maybe it was, like, one of those things where...
It was so perverted. It was just, like, so inappropriate.
Yeah, totally.
Like,
no, it was
he's
nasty.
He's so old compared to her. It's like, ew.
The creepy Joker smile when she's in the shower.
Yes! It's, like, so big. It's like...
He's got some puffy cheeks nowadays.
Well, yeah, it's called Botox and fillers. He's really fucked up his face, too.
Yeah, he has, honestly.
But so, would you rate it?
I thought it was going to be, like, where he was still confused that this was maybe his wife and, like...
His wife was a white woman.
Yeah, well, I mean, well, I'm saying he's, like, so confused he doesn't know what's going on. He thinks that this is still his
Who
life,
am I?
You know? I'd give it, I'd give it one star, What would you rate it?
I'm gonna give it 2 stars just for the sake that it was funny. But definitely, like, don't go to the theater and watch
I really wanted it to be a supernatural horror in some way.
It was just crazy.
Spoilers real quick. It turns out he was living in this house still.
Yes.
Like, spying on them.
There was this, like, linen closet that was actually a door, which any normal person would have known that shit was a fucking door to begin with. And how would you not ever open that? Like, you idiot. Like, ugh. Anyways, like...
Yeah.
You wouldn't trick me, baby.
Totally.
Anyways.
Yeah, they made it seem like he had this deep, dark past. I mean, he probably killed his wife, but, like...
No, he definitely didn't.
Totally.
Fact.
But, like, the...
He acts like his wife died of cancer and killed herself, but...
Oh, yeah.
He killed her. And the daughter moved away and changed her name because she wants nothing to do with him. I guess they were considering, like, the DA's office was considering charging him for murder, but they didn't, I think because of lack of evidence. I don't know. But they didn't do it. That's the point. But then... The reason why he's selling the house, which kind of makes sense, because you're like, bitch, if you want this house so bad, why the fuck did you sell it, boy? Like, relax. Well, he was a structural engineer. His company went under. He was in a lot of trouble legally, so he needed to sell the house to pay off his debts. So.
But how did... that makes sense.
Yes.
And if he'd stay in the house undetected, fine. But he went out of his way to try to kill the guy, the main guy. He killed his friend. He somehow ditched that nice Audi.
It was so weird.
They completely forgot about that guy's wife.
Yeah. So they killed the main guy's friend / coworker. He puts him in like the freezer where you put like deer that you kill. I don't know what it's called. I'm not well versed in like hunting terms.
Was it Cold Pursuit? Was that what the name?
Yeah, they had one.
They had one.
Don't know what it's called.
What a weird reference.
Honestly, who cares about that movie? Anyways, so, and the guy was married. And it's like, no one's like, oh, where's, I'm going to change his name because I don't remember. Where's Tommy, dude? Like, what happened to Tommy? Like, no, the fucking friend is more concerned over his friend than this wife. If I was a wife, I'd be blowing up his phone. Like, where is my husband?
Yeah, no missing persons report or anything.
No.
Nah. They never called the cops until the end.
Stupid.
The ending.
Stupid.
Super spoilers, I guess, if you care about this movie. Skip a little bit ahead. So the main guy has... his guns are his trigger. Okay, so at the end, he's okay with guns because he's about to shoot the intruder. So they shoot the intruder, right? Goes to black credits. That's it.
Yeah, that was it.
Cool. No resolution.
Yeah, the resolution is that he's dead.
I like movies with an epilogue. I like to see where the characters are at.
I want to know if they're going to sell this house. And if they are, can I buy it?
What about the girl who just lost her husband?
Who cares about her?
I did. The movie apparently did.
This is about the intruder. Don't you know the title of the movie?
Do they get rid of the house because they're
traumatized?
Traumatized from. I would. I'd sell that house again, move somewhere else. I need to know these things.
But then they've invested so much money into the house. They paid a lot of money. $3.1 million?
Well, yeah, they just bought the house. They didn't put more into it, though.
Well, yeah, but they made it sound like they bought it outright. Like, they made it sound like they paid for it, like,
yeah, I can kind of see that. Yeah, totally.
Because it was
in
a week, they're moved in. It's like, okay, totally. Obviously you guys didn't really go through, like, a loan process and sound like it.
Totally.
So you guys just fucking bought it, which is cool, but good for you. Here's
the deed on a piece of paper, yeah. It's probably a fake deed, too. Because that guy was, like, being charged with, like, fraud and tax evasion and all that fun stuff. But, yeah, it's...
They show the loan process.
I want to see this. Come on.
Like, what type of loan? Oh, it's a VA loan. It's an FHA loan. So stupid. It's 3% down and a $3.1 million.
He's so actually stupid. He's actually a veteran from the Iraq War. He's, like, that's super triggered. That's why he's triggered.
Just kidding. So, yeah, the movie's pretty bad.
Yeah, right? Nah.
You know what was better than that movie? The Reese's Pieces that I had while watching it.
Oh, I know. I was so upset because I didn't want any at the time.
Yeah.
But then when I did want them, it turns out you're sick and you've got your hand all up in it, so I can't be eating
it. I licked each and every one of them. Very disgusting. Maybe
next time I'll get some. I can't recommend this. Watch The Strangers instead.
Yeah, that's a good throwback. That was a good one. I like that movie. I know you don't really care for it too much, but I like
it. I have to rewatch it, honestly. Because I've been talking shit about it, but I honestly don't remember it enough to justify that anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. And we all should watch the sequel to that, too.
See, I never saw that. That's
probably crap. That came out, like a year ago. Really? Yeah, it was weird. Anyway. But yeah, that is The Intruder. Cannot recommend it. If you want a good laugh, though, and you're the only one there not interrupting other people, then check it out.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's get to a movie that everyone can watch now. That's because everyone has a Netflix account, obviously.
And if you don't, your mom has one, your brother has one, your cousin has one, you have that password, you're in. You're looking at their stuff. So don't play.
If you want another good laugh... Mm-hmm. Check out Extremely Wicked, Shockingly Evil, and Vile.
That guy's been staring at you all night.
What do you say we get out of here?
What is it about this guy? When I feel his love, I feel like I'm on top of the world.
There are things you don't know.
Hi, officer. I think I must be lost.
That will shock you beyond your worst nightmare.
So this movie is directed by Joe Berlinger and stars Snow White from Mirror Mirror and the guy from High School Musical.
You're such an idiot. What's the girl's name?
Lily Collins.
Okay, Lily Collins and obviously Zac Efron. He looks pretty good in this movie. So, his teeth are kind of jacked up. Kind of throwback to High School Musical days before he had his gap fixed.
Oh, how cute.
But that's okay. He still is fine. And you can see his butt in this movie, ladies and boys. So
we got ripped guy and eyebrow girl.
And she's beautiful.
Yeah, she's very pretty.
Yeah. But no, she's beautiful. He's gorgeous. It's supposed to be, like, in her perspective, essentially, like, who she knew or who she knew him to be, blah, 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 blah.
That's probably the downside to this because, like...
But the thing is, it's not. In, like, it's, like, half in her perspective, but the other half is just, like, what's going on? Like, he's in court. He's all like, oh, my God. I'm a lawyer. Like, it's like, no, you're not. You and your big-ass bow ties, boy. Nah.
Well, bro. See, the conflict comes from if she believes this guy or not. So, I guess it's, like, following her character. But as an audience member, you know how this movie is going to go.
And so if you watch the Ted Bundy tapes, the movie is the Ted Bundy tapes. They've just recreated those scenes, which is, I mean, true to what happened, which is cool.
Right, but a lot of it was recorded on video, and this is just reenactment of things that's already captured on video.
On Netflix,
word for word. On Netflix, no less. it's like Netflix saw these like successful Ted Bundy tapes. Like, yeah, let's get the biopic too. Yeah, that was my problem with it, is because like, what is the point of telling the story? And I use story very loosely. If we already know what it is, and a better documentary is out there.
Yeah, and I don't remember this in the Ted Bundy tapes, which this is a part that I did like from the movie, which was like the end where, you know, she says she's the one that called when she saw the mugshot.
Yeah, why didn't they just show that in the earlier?
That was cool, because I don't know if that's true. I don't know if that was
tapes. I see.
I'm assuming it is true, because it's like, that's stupid to make up, but people make shit up. Based on true story.
They dramatize
whatever.
It all the time.
But if that's the truth, so basically, spoilery, at the end of the movie, basically, it kind of goes through, like you said, should Lily Collins's character believe Ted Bundy or not? She ends up leaving him and trying to move on, but she's also suffering from, like, seems like alcoholism.
Oh,
she's just drinking a lot to cope with what's going on around her, because she was with this guy for a long time. He was around her daughter, so it's, like, super weird, and, like, I can't even imagine what I would feel like as a parent to be like, man, I was such a shitty parent. I had my kid around this crazy person. But wait, is he crazy? Is he not crazy? So it's like, it's so weird. But anyways, so it goes through the movie. She's trying to move on. She gets married to this other guy. The dude, the little boy from Sixth Sense. His poor little face. Still the same size. His head's just bigger. It's so funny.
He voices Sora in Kingdom Hearts. He has like a little kid voice. It's cute.
No, he doesn't.
No, in Kingdom Hearts.
Oh, okay, in Kingdom Hearts. Yeah. Okay, yeah, I was like, no, he has a grown man voice.
It's so bizarre.
Voice.
Yeah, it's so weird.
But at the end of the movie, it kind of explains that the reason why she's had such a hard time with this whole situation is because she was the one that initially pointed the police to Ted Bundy, saying that it looks like him or whatever. And, you know, she thought maybe she had done the wrong thing. But come to find out, she goes to visit him before he gets, I think, electrocuted. I think it was by electric chair.
Yeah, before he goes in death row.
And no, he was already on death row before he's actually on the chair, I guess.
Was that? Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah,
I see what
you
mean.
Before he's on the chair.
Mm-hmm.
And she tells him, like, tell me the truth, like, because she has felt so guilty about this.
Yeah.
And he confesses to her. And he confesses to the police, too.
Yeah.
Right before he dies. To solve over, like, I think 30 unsolved cases.
Yeah,
but they
that's
actually
right.
believe that it may have maybe more.
I would have liked to see that part. They did gloss over that.
I know.
Text. It's like,
to
he confessed,
like,
blah, blah, blah. Like,
that's more
interesting. Cool. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean,
it wasn't that bad.
No,
it wasn't good.
It was not that bad, but I was getting hard, gaudy flashbacks, though, because it's like,
yeah,
a biopic.
They didn't get him on his best day, I'll tell you what.
It's a biopic that is very episodic in nature. The scenes don't.
Yeah, that is so true.
They don't blend with each other. They're just scene upon scene upon scene with no clear narrative, but just moving forward through these people's lives.
If anyone wants a good laugh, watch Gaudi.
Oh my God. You know,
that movie.
We have to rewatch it. I keep thinking about it.
It's so horrible.
It's so fucking funny.
But it's hilarious. And if anyone that's watching is a fan of Vanderpump Rules, the producer of Gaudi is Lala Kent's fiance.
Oh, that, shit. No way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was involved in that film.
Yikes.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't say this is as bad as Gaudi, but...
No, not as bad. But I get what you're saying in terms of, like, Gaudi was just, like, a string of different little stories that had no connection to each other.
Uh-huh.
Which, I mean, in this case, I guess there's a connection of what happened in the story.
View
yeah, it's
these
a
lines.
Linear thing, which is better than Gaudi, because if I remember
that's,
correctly,
yeah,
Gaudi
yeah.
was already back and forth, and you're like, where am I right
that
now?
That is true.
You
that
had to
true.
Go off of the hair. Like, is it the 80s? Is it not? Anyways.
Because they'd establish by year the first scene that timeline took place, and when they jumped back later, they didn't reestablish. Yeah, so you just had
like,
to remember.
Luck remembering.
Yeah, exactly.
But no, with this one, at least it was, like you said, linear. But yeah, it did feel like a little chunky, a little clunky with that. And it made sense, because I was shocked when I heard that it wasn't going to go to theaters, because I thought the trailer looked really, really good.
I was getting some good buzz.
And I was like, You know? Wow, like, this is it. This is going to be amazing. And then when they bought it, I was like, sweet, maybe it's just a really good movie that they bought up. And then I saw it, I was like, oh, this is why.
Nah,
it just wasn't going to do well.
I mean, the production value is very TV movie. If this premiered on Lifetime, that wouldn't be that far of a stretch. Because it kind of looks like a Lifetime TV movie. The performances aren't that good. I mean, this is probably Lily Collins' best work, even though I haven't seen her in anything. Zac Efron could have done way better. The part where he's getting sentenced, you know, his last little monologue after being found guilty, and then the scene where he confesses to her about using the hacksaw. That was But see, that's the thing. If you don't know this story, you're following this guy, you feel so bad for him that he's being misconstrued and accused of these heinous accusations.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he admits to this.
Because he's so dead set on his innocence. So if you wouldn't have ever known anything about him, which I doubt, you know.
Exactly. So you would have to live infamous, under a rock and this would be the first thing you've heard.
Yeah.
It doesn't work, I don't think, as a
twist. I know everyone at the age of 8 Googles, coolest serial killers. Just kidding.
You did.
No, I did. I did. Just kidding.
She did.
No, but everyone knows who he is. And if you don't, then I could see that. You would have believed him because he was so dead. So it wasn't me. I would never. And then boom, he's just like, yep.
Because you see him, he's striving so hard to be a lawyer. Like, you see him have life goals. He loves life. He loves his family. But he's crazy, and he has this dark past. Or a dark, alter ego, pretty much. I just don't... Yeah, that's why I'm... The only way it works is that... See, it doesn't work either way for me. Because if you don't know anything about it, the twist doesn't work. You know about it. About him actually being a serial killer. And the entire movie's boring and pointless because you know what's going to happen.
If it would have shown something that I hadn't seen, that would have been cool.
Just that one part where she called in the police. You did like that part.
I like that part. And I like it. I like the scene of him confessing to her. I thought that was really good. But I'm just saying, it would have... Yeah. I would have enjoyed it way more. I don't know if it would have gotten more into his upgrade. I guess it's just me being that person, but his upbringing, what would have made him this way?
Right.
I don't know much about his personal.
And see, I don't know if they want to go that route because that might make him a little more sympathetic as a character. That's true. And I don't think he,
I feel we're all adults here.
I know freedom of speech and all, but I guess people. I bet you people would have a hard time getting by a movie trying to empathize with a character. But I mean, horror movies have done that all the time to serial killers, so I don't know. But if they had a scene where he was confessing to all of his crimes, that would be such an excellent moment for Zac Efron to shine as an actor and get his skills out there, because that would be some twisted stuff.
That's what I thought we were going into, honestly.
But then, they glossed over that. And then they show actual scenes of the tapes.
Yeah. And it's word for word.
It's word for word.
Yeah.
But the delivery isn't as good as the actual footage. John Malkovich plays the judge that sentences him. I like him, but I don't know. I didn't think he did a good job of portraying that judge as a...
It was just weird.
Yeah, I don't know.
He did
his own thing. He did his own thing. But he did good. He's John Malkovich, what do you expect?
True.
Yeah.
What would you rate it?
It was disappointing.
I think if it's on Netflix, you got nothing to do, watch it.
Watch. Everyone's talking about it. Tons of people.
I give it 3 stars.
Three stars?
3. Let's go for it. Average.
I think I gave it a 1 in my head.
Really?
But talking about it with you, I think I give it a 2, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll give it a 3 just because, like I said, not to objectify anyone, but Zac Efron's butt, worth it.
Eyebrow lady. I'm always about those eyebrows, you know. Yeah, a ton of people are just saying that he deserves an Oscar for this. This is the, one of the best movies of the year.
Wait, are you joking?
No, I'm serious.
No, stop.
Yeah.
Stop it. I'm looking it up right now to make sure you're not messing with the movie.
Go on Twitter. Some film critics are talking about that. I don't know about Rotten Tomatoes.
No, I want to see the Rotten Tomatoes.
But yeah.
Not that they matter. Right. Honestly, they fucking don't.
Right.
They get shit wrong all the time.
It's just that it gives you a good idea. What's it called, Rotten Tomatoes?
No.
Oh, so shockingly stupid. Evil. Something, something, something vile. I don't know.
Extremely wicked.
Extremely wicked. I would say, this is just my opinion, and you don't have to listen to me, but do not believe the hype. I believed in it, and I got disappointed. Is that correct? I was disappointed by this movie.
I was too. I really was expecting something totally different.
Mm-hmm.
See, I mean, critics have it as a 57%.
Oh, okay.
Which is average, which is what I give it, 3 stars. I mean, essentially, I am an official critic now. Just kidding. Mm.
One day.
No, I would not. I'm not going on Twitter because honestly, nobody got time for that right now. But
I should have.
That's pretty crazy. And like I said, that scene where he confesses to her, like, that was great. Like,
yeah.
It was the acting on that. I was like, yes, like that. I wanted that to be the whole movie. Like, it was good.
I think if they started the movie at the trial, maybe.
Maybe. Okay, so it says someone's tweet. I'm not gonna like at them or anything because. I don't know.
Yeah, not to just like call him out or anything, right?
Zac Efron did an incredible job as portraying Ted Bundy. Scary how someone can have family and do the things he did. Man, Extremely Wicked is crazy good. Really puts into perspective how manipulative, charming, and likable Bundy was. I mean, I'll give him that. It does show how...
He did capture the character very well.
Yeah. I just didn't think his acting was the best. I feel like he's done better.
He can do so much better.
Yeah. I know.
And he
I
did
know
toward
he
the end.
Exactly. Like, he there. Delivered.
Yeah.
But it's like, he just didn't. Anyways.
Honestly, if you're going to do a shitty job, at least nail the landing.
At least he did that.
Right. Yeah. So there
All
you
right.
go.
All right. So I give it 3 stars. Dylan gives it 2. I say watch it if you have nothing better to do.
Just
Dylan
like the
says,
intruder, huh?
No. The intruder, do not go see it. Get it on Redbox if you want to have
it. Right there. I'd recommend just watching the Ted Bundy tapes documentary.
Totally. Instead. Oh, that's true. Yeah.
And just watch the trailer for this to get an idea of what you're getting.
Or fast forward and watch like the end scenes.
Do that.
Because those are worth it.
Do that. Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's it for this episode. No?
That's it for this episode.
Follow us on last week's movies. I always forget. Well, follow us on Twitter at Last Week's Movies. You can also follow us on Instagram at Last Week's Movies. Google Plus. MySpace.
Yes, don't forget about MySpace.
Facebook.
No, we're not Facebook.
I'm trying to think of all the... High Five, if you guys remember that. Anyways, if you have any comments or anything like that, tweet Dylan, like DM him, or you can also email him at lastweeksmovies@gmail.com.
Yes.
And if you have any, you know, suggestions, comments, send them to him there. And always rate us on iTunes, please. It really helps us.
Yes.
Love you guys. Thank you for listening. This is episode 20. Here's to 20 more.
So this weekend, Detective Pikachu comes out, Palms comes out, and The Hustle comes out. So possibly expect us to review one or more of those. Thank you for listening. Have a good day. Hello? It's me. Fuck. Just kidding. Hello and welcome to last week's movies, episode 20. My name is Dylan. I had to restart. I fucked myself up.
Oh, shit.
Hello and welcome. Oh, shit. Okay, hold on. What's that? Red leather, yellow leather? Red, yeah. Yellow leather, leather, yellow?
Red leather media, yellow leather money.
I wonder if that's their thing.
Stupid.
Anyway.